email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Still coming in. Hello, hello. Is this it? It is. Yoo-hoo. In time for Halloween. I don't know what the relevance is there, but never did this before, but your man, Garen, the music lad, oh, wow, an amazing version of The Highwayman. That's Busy Lizzie. We have him coming in soon, Garen. I can't get the number into WhatsApp, only normal messages. Can you do a quick instruction call? We'll do that, yes. We'll do that after 4 o'clock. But a lot of people have worked it out. Pat has just gone for a walk in the Phoenix Park. I'm bringing you with me. Oh, nice, nice. Thanks, Pat. We're sucking diesel now, Ray. Better late than never. It is, Dennis from Tip. Hi from Philadelphia. They're listening at 10 o'clock. That's Cormac Brady. How are you doing, Cormac? And greetings from post-hurricane sunny Florida. That's John Doyle. Hello, John. So from Florida, we go to Ukraine. Steal Away by Phil Coulter was written about the troubles in Northern Ireland, but has become an anthem for a choir of Ukrainian refugees living in Ireland who had fled the war. Through a musical project with Phil Coulter himself, the National Ukrainian Choir have performed on stage, re-recorded his song, and now are the focus of a documentary about the impact of the project. I'm joined in studio by Julia Boyko. Hello, Julia.
Hello.
And I'm joined by Sasha Kurova. Hello, Sasha.
Yeah, hello. How are you?
So, Julia, you're the choir mistress?
Yes, I am.
And Sasha, you're in the choir?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. So I'm just going to play a bit of it. People will know this song. It was written back in the 1980s. Phil wrote it because he was dreaming about stealing away, as in getting out of Derry during the Troubles and getting away from it all. And it's completely applicable to the people who had to leave Ukraine over the last 2.5 years. So we'll just listen to a bit of it. Phil first, and then the choir singing Steal Away in Ukrainian. And Julia and Sasha were at a screening of the documentary today. Was it very emotional, Julia?
Yes, it was. Yeah. Yes. It was laughter and it was a very emotional part. It's true, yes.
Yeah. So you've been in Ireland, unlike Sasha, for the last 20 years.
More than 20 years, yeah.
Okay. How did you end up here?
Me and my husband, we met Dermot Dunn in Kyiv in Conservatoire, where we studied together. So we became good friends. And so finally, when he finished education, then he invited us to Ireland. Uh-huh. And we loved it and we stayed.
And Victor is your husband. He's a musician as well.
Yes, he's a trumpeter, yeah.
Yes. And what does he play on the record?
Ukrainian tin whistle.
Ah.
So it's very traditional instrument.
What's the name of it?
Sopilka.
Yes, because the group, I can't remember their name, that won the Eurovision for Ukraine. Didn't they play one?
Yes, they did. Yes.
So Victor and yourself have been here for 20 years and you've set up a school of music in Cavan, is it?
Yes, Gold Star School of Music. We based it 10 years ago, and actually this year it was anniversary of our music school. We teach there and so find our place in Cavan.
I'm wondering what it was like for you then back February 2022, when Russia invaded Ukraine and you immediately saw your fellow countrymen and women fleeing and coming to Ireland. What was that like for you?
Do you know, Ray, it just was like a surreal, you know, when we woke up in the morning and started watching news, you know, and that was 6 o'clock in the morning. We just couldn't believe it. That's the, you know, you watch, you see, but you just refuse to understand it or just believe it, you know. So because it's just happened over there, you know, night.
And, you had people, or you probably still have people in Ukraine, relatives, family members.
Yes, yeah. We do. We had our family in Ukraine, my parents and my husband's parents. They're there. So my father unfortunately passed away 1 year ago. So, but the Victor's father is still alive, and you know, our cousins are there.
Still there.
Still there. Yes. So you know, it's just hard maybe to explain, but they not like refused to come to Ireland because we offered, you know, a house and everything. So they said their lives, do you know, there. So they have, especially parents, it's not so easy, you know, to leave the place where you've been growing.
Yeah, of course. They're in their 60s or 70s. And,
yes, they are. So that's, but we still, we just had chat every day by Viber. But it's still, do you know, when we had a conversation that was a bombarding, and like, you know, sirens, it's just unreal, you know. I say, we who live in Ireland, we understand it, but it's still not...
No, and you're living in it.
Exactly, yes.
And Sasha, you lived in it for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
2 weeks before you...
Yeah, before war, when was the start of war, 9th of the March, we are going in the our way.
Yeah.
And 12th of the March, we was here. We was wake up, same like Julia, but we was wake up for 4:30 in the morning, and it was big explosion in my window. I filmed it because it was shock for me. We heard about this information about starting a war before, a few days ago. Like everybody on TV talk about
something
intervention.
Might go on or
yes, yeah.
And but I can't believe my eyes. What I see in my window, it was big, like you know, like mushroom.
Mushroom explosion.
Big
yes.
Mushroom. Yeah. Sound was not too much big, but. We lived in Ukraine in place where is a lot of warriors, place with soldiers.
What city planned. Did you live in?
Dnipro.
Aha, yes. People would have heard a lot about that. And you decided early on to leave. Who did you leave with?
I leave Ukraine with my kids,
right.
My daughters. Now they're 5 and 12, but there was 2.5 and 9 years old.
Who did you have to leave behind? Who did you leave behind?
My mother, my brother and my sister and their families.
Yes, yes.
They decided to stay in Ukraine because they have a life...
You can say it in Ukrainian and Julia will translate it. Would that help? Would that help you? Yes. You go on. Yeah.
У них є були дуже вагомі причини, щоб залишитись.
Yeah, they just stayed because they just had to stay because of some certain circumstances, you know.
Right.
So it's you know, the people, you know, if of course, I live here as well. I don't understand, but I just try. You know, that was all perfect. People had their lives,
yes.
Their jobs, their friends.
Yes.
And in one day, they just forced to run, you know, and it's not easy for everybody, isn't
it's
it, Sasha?
Difficult
it's,
for
it
me
is
so.
Difficult.
Oh, well, more than difficult, catastrophic, isn't it?
Even if it's you understand it maybe with your brain and conscious, but it's very hard to do it actually, you know.
Yeah.
It's it's the fear. Finally,
yeah, it's a big fear. And it was like. Apocalypse, because everybody tried to go in, and all the trains was full of the people. Everybody stay 17 people in one small place, coupe.
Yeah,
it was very difficult.
In the train, just in the little area, you know, where usually for two people, it's like 10, you know,
people,
17,
yeah,
exactly.
And, you know, up to 100,000 Ukrainians were in Ireland at the height of it all. Some have gone back home, and they were all over the country, and... I suppose initially it was just about getting people into accommodation, and then it was something else then. And this is, I suppose, where the choir comes in, isn't it, Julia?
Yes, it is. And the choir just brought a little light in that dark tunnel, you know, right? So I think this project was made just as well to help people to get their places here in Ireland, to show that the Irish people understand their circumstances, they will help, you know, and through the song, which still wait. You know, the people during the singing, they share this tragedy together. You know, they will bring it and maybe share it with other people, do you know? And that's a wonderful project where people finally, maybe for even how many minutes the song lasts, you know, 3 minutes, they forget about the tragedy, you know, and maybe a little joy just was.
Yeah, very emotional. I watched the documentary this morning. It's very emotional. So Phil Coulter, famous Phil Coulter, how did he get involved or how did that happen?
I think the Terry Hyland from Cavan, he invited him and gave him an idea that's, you know, the song, which was written more than 40 years ago, yet still unfortunately or fortunately relevant. And they offered like to translate it in Ukrainian. And I think that's how the collaboration.
Yeah.
I think in Cavan's biggest community, Ukrainian community in Ireland.
Is in Cavan.
In Cavan.
Oh, right. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's about maybe eight. The choir is about having 40 people and around 18 from County Cavan.
Okay.
So that's,
and they're from all over
it's
Ireland.
It's all started.
Yes.
And they're all over. Yes. That's the as well unicality of this project. They're all singers. They're not musicians. And they're from all over Ireland.
Yeah. So. And all over Ukraine as well. And I believe some people who lived in the same cities in Ukraine, but obviously never met their cities, are now meeting in Ireland and discussing the places that they miss from home.
This project as well, the people met each other and it's new friendship started there, you know. And exactly as you said, Ray, the two women, they met each other. They're actually from Mariupol, but they fled to Ireland and they met on this project. Mm. And you could see their eyes when they're talking about the same places they've been there, do you know? So it's different, it's connection, yeah.
So the Ukrainian ambassador spoke when you were recording the video in the Pepper Canister Church. Yeah. And they didn't have a translation, but everybody was crying. So I'm just wondering, can you remember what she said?
Yes, I cried as well, like, you know, and I cried today again when I saw it. So she said, she thanks to Ireland for great help. And she said that Ukrainians will fight for their independence. And at that time, she said, hopefully 2024 will be a different year and that will be peace. But today she said it's 2024 and we're again in Pepper Canister Church.
Yes.
And it's unfortunately, it's still war and still Ukrainians fight for their independence. And as well, I'd like to say from myself for as well, justice and independence of the Europe as well, to be honestly. I feel it, you know, that's Ukrainian fights for freedom.
Yeah. And I suppose the people at home are constantly in your minds. You know, and the people you've lost over the last 2.5 years. Have you settled in? Does Ireland feel like home to you, Sasha?
Now, yes. First few months, it was very hard and very difficult to integrate it in the social. And now my kids go in school and I have a beautiful, nice job in Longford Community Resources. It's a job of my dream. I helped for people. I have a beautiful team. We lost our leader. He was my boss, Sean Regan. It's big tragedy for us because he met us first from the Irish people and he tried to help us to open all the possibilities, all the opportunities with education, with medical centers, with job. So he helped for our community very much, and it's a big loss for us.
And Sean, he just left the job, or he's...
No, he passed away 18 of September.
Oh, that's very sad.
He was a big figure for us.
In Longford,
In Longford,
yes,
yeah,
yes.
Longford Community Resources.
May rest in peace, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but you're established now, and you're working on behalf of Ukrainians in Longford and
it's in Longford. It's 800 of Ukrainians and 450 in our group in the Telegram where we share information and we organize events. I same like big Ukrainian choir have our local Ukrainian choir.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, music is brilliant, isn't it? Bringing people together.
Yes.
And as you say, it brings joy into people's lives. So where can people watch the documentary, Julia?
So you can, I think it's already online.
Yes.
So if you just...
put in Ukrainian National Choir.
Yes.
You will find it there if you Google that. The National Ukrainian Choir,
the National Ukrainian Choir.
And it shows you learning the song, rehearsing, doing the video.
Yes.
And then you appeared in the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre with Phil Coulter, which must have been a very special night, was it?
Yeah.
That was very special. And I think it will be always, you know, some events always with you for the whole life. So that's one of the events will be in our hearts.
It's like
for sure.
Touch to something special, something fantastic.
Yes. And you're wearing, is that a national costume, Sasha?
Yeah, it's a Ukrainian short.
Vyshivanka, yes.
Vyshivanka.
What's it called?
Vyshivanka.
Vyshivanka.
Yes.
Vyshivanka.
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 Sewing short.
Yes.
What's
it? Just a sewing. Like,
oh,
you know,
an embroidered. Vyshivanka. Yes. Right. An embroidered shirt. Oh, yeah. Great. Looks great. Okay, Sasha, thanks so much for coming in. Julia, thank you. And I'll just, if you Google the National Ukrainian Choir, you'll see the making of Steal Away. It's a lovely documentary. It's heartfelt. And it's only around a half an hour, so it won't take too much of your time. Thanks, Julia. Thanks, Sasha. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.